USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. And American Airlines announced on Saturday that it would extend a suspension of serving alcohol on its flights. The announcement comes after a flight attendant on a Southwest Airlines flight was assaulted and had two teeth knocked out. The suspension will be extended until September. The airline cited a growing number of incidents involving unruly air passengers in making its decision. In a memo to its employees, American Airlines also reiterated its policy of zero tolerance of abuse toward its crews. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
After illegal border crossings hit a 20-year high in April, the migrant surge has continued without a clear plan from the White House to slow it down. Congressman Jason Smith says too many migrants have illegally crossed into the U.S. since January. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's border policies have spurred people from all over the world to head for the southern border.
More individuals have illegally crossed the southern border since January 20th than the entire population of Kansas City, Missouri. And you know what the news isn't talking about is the crossing and just relinquishing themselves to the Border Patrol are not just from Mexico and Central America. They're from the Middle East. They're from Asia. They're from Europe. I saw a family of five from Romania surrender when I was over there. It's absolutely unacceptable. The world knows that the southern border is open, and this is how you can get de facto residency under a Biden administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A grisly discovery at the former site of a Canadian school. Wendy King reports.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Taisukwepamik First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Taisukwepamik Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light, the confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And seven people are presumed dead in a plane crash near Nashville. The small jet was carrying seven people when it crashed into Percy Priest Lake in Smyrna, Tennessee. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.